It was a long basilica, which had one end opening out into a circular area with a domed roof of some jet-black material supported by white pillars, the gaps between them filled by sheets of blue mirror glass. The path took him to the opposite end of the basilica, where a pair of sergeants stood guard duty, like nightmare goblin statues on either side of the entrance arch. "Captain Carner?" one asked. The voice was mild and friendly, completely at odds with its appearance. "Yes." "The Lord of Ruin is expecting you. Please follow my servitor." The sergeant turned and led him into the building. They walked down a central nave with large gilt-framed pictures hanging on the brown and white marble walls. Maynard Carner assumed they were holograms at first, then he realized they were two-dimensional, and a more detailed look revealed that they were oil paintings. There were a lot of countryside scenes where people wore elaborate, if baroque, costumes, riding on horses or gathered in ostentatious groups. Scenes from old Earth, pre-industrial age. And a Soldana would never make do with copies. They must be genuine. His mind balked at how much they must be worth. You could buy a battle cruiser with the money just one of them would fetch. At the far end of the nave, a Vostok capsule was resting on a cradle under a protective glass dome. Maynard stopped and looked at the battered old sphere with a mixture of trepidation and admiration. It was so small, so crude, yet, for a few brief years, it had represented the pinnacle of human technology. Whatever would the cosmonaut who rode it into space think of tranquility? "Which one is it?" he asked the sergeant in a hushed tone. "Vostok 6. It carried Valentina Tereshkova into orbit in 1963. She was the first woman in space." Ione Saldana was waiting for him in the larger circular audience chamber at the end of the nave. She sat behind a crescent-shaped wooden desk positioned in the centre. Thick planes of light streamed in through the giant sheets of glass set between the pillars, turning the air into platinum haze. The white polyped floor was etched with a giant crowned phoenix emblem in scarlet and blue. It took an eternity for him to cover the distance from the door to the desk. The sound of his boot heels clicking against the polished surface echoed dryly in the huge empty space. "Intended to intimidate," he thought. "You know how alone you are when you confront her." He snapped a perfect salute when he reached the desk. She was a head of state, after all. The Admiral's protocol office had been most insistent about that, and how he should treat her. Ione was wearing a simple sea-green summer dress with long sleeves. The intense lighting made her short, gold-blonde hair glimmer softly. She was just as lovely as all the AV recordings he'd studied. "Do take a seat, Captain Carner," she said, smiling. "You look most uncomfortable standing up like that."
"Thank you, ma'am."
There were two high-backed chairs on his side of the desk. He sat in one, still keeping his poise rigid. "I understand you've come all the way from the First Fleet headquarters at Avon just to see me."
"Yes, ma'am."
"In a Voidhawk?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Owing to the somewhat unusual nature of this worldlet, we don't have a diplomatic corps nor a civil service," she said airily. A delicate hand waved around at the audience chamber. "The Habitat personality handles all the administrative functions quite effectively. But the Lords of Ruin employ a legal firm on Avon to represent Tranquility's interests in the Confederation Assembly Chamber. If there's a matter of urgency arising, you have only to consult them. I have met the senior partners, and I have a lot of confidence in them."
"Yes, ma'am."
"Maynard, please, stop calling me ma'am. This is a private meeting, and you're making me sound like a day-club governess for junior aristocrats."
"Yes, Ione."
She smiled brightly. The effect was devastating. Her eyes were an enchanting shade of blue, he noticed. "That's better," she said. "Now, what have you come to talk about?"
"Dr. Alkad Mzu."
"Ah.
Are you familiar with the name?"
"The name and most of the circumstances." Admiral Alexandrovich felt this was not a matter to take to your legal representatives on Avon. It is his opinion that the fewer people who are aware of the situation, the better.